So yeah, we're very lucky at the moment that we're not seeing cases of avian influenza in wild birds or kept birds on the Isle of Man. It doesn't mean to say that we're 100% clear, but we're certainly not seeing the number of cases that we've seen in previous years, which is excellent news. However, unfortunately, in America, there has been a number of cases in dairy cattle, cats, and unfortunately a few cases in humans as well. And this has led the UK government to raise the level because of the risk that if it does occur, of it occurring in humans and other mammals as well. But the good news is that we currently don't have the same strains that have occurred in America in the UK. And America has had those strains for a number of years, and we've never seen those particular strains in the UK or the Isle of Man.
Yeah, the strain I think that they're talking about is the H5N1. Four dairy workers in the US tested positive. I suppose the thing to stress is, as you say, it's still events like this are extremely rare, even there.
Yes, that's correct. I mean, we have had the H5N1 strain, but it's a particular clade of that strain that they believe is more likely to pass into humans and mammals, and we've not had that particular clade of that strain. Yeah, human cases have been in America have been cases of people that are working very closely with dairy cattle or poultry. So, it's still very low risk to the general public.
Looking long term, I mean, viruses do mutate and look for new ways of evolving. Is it inevitable in some ways that it will eventually move into humans?
It's difficult to predict, but obviously we're all aware that viruses do change and mutate, and particularly the influenza strains, and that is why the UK having increased the risk level. But there's lots of monitoring going on in the UK and also on the Isle of Man. When we are seeing cases, we are checking which strains, etc., there are. So there's lots of things going on to try and help to prevent any spread and to try and help as best as we can to reduce the risk of it being transmitted into humans as well.
But thankfully, as you say, the current advice here on the Isle of Man is that we have very low levels. But what is the current advice to people relating to avian flu on the island?
Yeah, so people who have their own birds, our advice is to do everything they can to protect their own birds. So having good biosecurity and trying to prevent them coming into contact with wild birds as best as they can. And for any members of the public, basically, if they do see a sick or dead wild bird, basically to leave well alone and not, not to handle them. If they're seeing multiple dead birds, then they can report those into the department and we will investigate.